The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
I'm a bee. I'm a bee on the next level. I'm a bee rocking over that bass treble. I'm a bee chilling with my mother flopping crew. I'm a bee making all them deals you wanna do. I'm a bee up in them mailist flicks doing one-handed flips. Then I'm a bee sipping on trip cuz I'm a bee shaking my hips. You gon' be licking your lips. I'm a bee taking them pics, looking all fly and shit. I'ma be the flyest chick.
So fly.
I'ma be spreading my wings. I'ma be doing my thing.
Do it.
Okay. I'ma swinging this away. I'ma swinging that away. This is Mr. Smarty, and I'ma be here to stay. The 21st century until infinity.
Indeed, Mr. Smarty in the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Globally Local FM, episode 107. Tunisia with our own, well, original music track, soon to be on Spotify and Apple TV, NLG TV on your refrigerators as well.
Well, you know, it's worldwide, and I did try to upload to YouTube Music, and they didn't let me, so that's about my status.
Wait, actually?
Yes.
Oh, what, did you get copyright struck?
No, you have to sort of go through like a bit of a convoluted process, and I just didn't.
But what's the convoluted process? Because I remember when I was making the video game edits when playing with friends. Those I had no problems uploading, but that was a video.
Yeah, I mean, just uploading to YouTube is okay, but uploading to YouTube Music is a problem.
Okay.
So to upload these to YouTube Music, I would have to upload them as a video. Mm-hmm. But then I would have to make them a video, and that's kind of too much work.
I fully see you doing that, you know, like in the camera, just like, yeah. Another Henry pops up in behind,
Then I would have to learn video editing as well.
We should do it. The fans are expecting our faces at some point, you know, and it's past episode 100 already. So, brother, we have to deliver.
They've seen us on the podcast thumbnail, right? So we're all set.
Yeah, but we kind of look different now. Like, that was like 10 years ago by now.
Well, I was.
How do I look on that? Actually, you know what? I'm going to pull up that thumbnail right now. I don't remember what we looked like there.
Let's see. Look like a good boy, and you look like a bad boy. Yeah.
What?
I think so.
I just realized that us cutting our faces like that makes us look very, very round.
Yeah.
Well, you look pretty much the same, we are right. Honest. Your Christian boy face, I feel like, will age by the time you're maybe 75.
Yes.
Me, however, well...
Something.
Yeah, that picture looks like my balls have not dropped yet.
What? I feel like it looks pretty similar to you now.
Oh, well then I mean, my youth.
The only difference is now that, of course, for the viewers at home, or the listeners rather, I mean, you can't see Rudy, but he has a massive, like, bushy goatee, and that's a little bit of a difference. But
this is, the thing is, I haven't just shaved in 4 days. That this is not like me growing out a beard.
There you go. He's got a strong beard growth. Folks.
I do, and it's sometimes very, very annoying because I also have like, oh, by the way, this is a podcast where every episode we go to a different location and we just discuss the news there. Back to the topic. I have, you know what? What I have is the beef of the fucking week.
Oh, let's hear it.
My beard grows super fast. That's annoying. What it also does is never connects on the left side of my mouth, but it connects my mustache and my beard on the right side. So there's always this similarity there. And the most annoying thing is I have, I don't know if the rest have the same, but my like beard hair, I guess, they're very like thick and strong. Like I need to have a very, very, very sharp razor for it to cut without like getting like, without me hurting myself when it gets stuck. It's so annoying to be a man in this world, you know?
Yeah. I heard that one time you tried shaving with a razor that wasn't super sharp, and it was actually the razor that got shaved off by your hair.
It's so true, bestie. My chiseled jawline, it was like stone against metal.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think you look all right, Rudy, generally speaking. You
Thank
like you're
you.
Passable.
If only people on Grindr would also appreciate looking fine to be the bare minimum that they need, but no, you know. That's another beef of the week. It's Pride Month. The beef of the week is not the fact that it's Pride Month, I'll be very clear. The beef of the week is that using like, how do I say this? Like, all the gays are out of the woodwork, even the ones who always judge you. I'm not making this up, 3 days ago. And once again, I'll say this, I'll just expose myself. I'm on these apps, and yet I've never gone, well, from Hinge I went on like a date at some point, but from Grindr, I've never followed up on anything, although I still am on those apps, I'm one of those gays, so find that annoying if you will. But there was a guy who texted me first, right? Mm-hmm. With like your average hey. I replied hey back. And then the next message was something equivalent of like, nah, I changed my mind or something like that. And I was there like, what the fuck?
Maybe your response was too dry, Rudy. You know.
He started with hey and I replied literally with the same hey.
Well, you know what they say about that greeting, right, Rudy? Hey
men.
Is for horses.
Fucking men. This is probably the equivalent of straight man texting your girl's like, hi, the girl replies hi, and he's like, you know what, I expected something more, when he didn't even put the bare minimum in, that's what it is. Women, rise up.
Well, I feel like if you put out a hi, then you get a hi back, and then, I mean, it's up, you gotta take it from there. You can't retract, you can't be mad that you got a hey to a hey, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was funny, though. I will say it was pretty fun. Well, I laughed.
Maybe you should expand your search range, Rudy.
I don't think that helps much. My Hinge, no. By the way, sometimes like I get profiles from Germany. Although I've literally set it to like 30 kilometers around Eindhoven or something, like not more than that. So I think we're just running out of the, you know, the fish out of the sea. They're jumping out. There's nothing left.
Maybe they're traveling through Eindhoven. And they thought you might like a wandering German.
Fuck, you know what? In all my wisdom and smart, I did not think of that yet. You're so right.
That's why I'm here. Really.
Another beef
of
the week.
I
deleted the whole folder from my Google Drive. A Google Drive that I did back up, but it was the original Google Drive of folder of Vagabond Dilemma. And that's, as we know, 50 episodes of Vagabond Dilemma. I deleted that drive. You know why I fucking hate Google Drive? My memory did not free up. That drive is not deleted, but it's deleted from some... Like, I cannot find it on my drive, but it is still somewhere in there, and I cannot find it because the space did not free up.
You have to do, like, a final deletion.
I did it from the bin, goes... you mean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing's in the bin. If I search up that folder, I find nothing. But if I find, like, if I do episode per episode, which is 50, you know, like, of them, episode per episode, I can find these episodes, and it says that it's shared with you, but that does not show me the file path. So they're somewhere on there, and I cannot find them.
Okay. For a bit of live research, do you remember what episodes these are? I would be curious to see if I can still see them.
I mean, just search up any Vagabond Dilemma episodes. Do like, I don't know, Johor
Bahru.
No,
actually, sorry. I'm
one.
In the Tome of Huzzah main folder and there ain't no Vagabond Dilemma. Just straight up. It ain't there.
Yeah, right? Because I deleted it. Because we backed everything up. Try search, what's his name? What's his, Henry Hudson?
Henry Hudson. My bestie, I should add.
Yeah.
Episode 3, Henry Hudson?
Yeah.
I can access it.
Where the fuck is it?
In the episode folder.
What the fuck is the episode folder if not in the Vagabond Dilemma folder?
I don't know, because it goes straight to my drive after that.
Yeah,
and right. I'm pretty sure that you set it all up. No, wait, I set it up, apparently.
Well, it's taking up space in my drive as well. Because I fucking hate Google.
I can see the episode folder, and I can see all of your uploads in there. So I probably am in control of that.
What the fuck? This is Google. I fucking love this shit.
I have control of your storage space, Rudy. And in fact, instead of paying Google $2 a month, you can start paying me $1 a month. Yes. And I will slowly start deleting your files. I hope that helps.
This is essentially paying for, like, labor for you to just start deleting shit. Wow, that would be the first time I start paying my workers at Tomoza.
Wow, he's a fair man, people. Okay, we'll figure this out after the
now
recording.
Now that we've
Rudy,
mucked about
assured.
For 10 minutes, we can talk about Tunisia. Full disclosure, dear listeners, there ain't fuck all in Tunisia.
It's a bit shambolic, friends. That's all there is to say. But
how you been, Henry?
Yeah, I've been good. I was gonna start jumping into the facts if you're alright, or we
okay.
can muck around.
I want the jump. I want to see the jump.
All right. Here's a fun fact. I have a small personal relation to Tunisia in a very, very, very distant sense. In that I'm gonna keep this vague because I don't want to disclose too much. But a manufacturer that I work with at my job used to manufacture their equipment in Tunisia. But they're
okay.
leaving now. That's all I'm willing to disclose.
Oh. Well, I mean, your job is relation. Via family connection, though.
Well, so maybe I end up in Tunisia someday. Who knows?
Yeah, you would fit right in.
I'm sure
I would. Arabic?
Based on the... No, and I don't speak French neither, so it ain't looking good for old Henry. All right, and then some geography facts. And actually, before we get into any of this, Rudy, this quiz is going to be shit, like straight up, so get ready to remember.
Yeah!
All right?
I love how you just looked in the camera. Ain't expecting nothing, brother.
You're going to have to put your thinking cap on, because these questions and answers are not... Not the most straightforward, let's put it that way.
Oh, fucked up.
Okay. So, Tunis... Tunis is the capital of Tunisia, which is a small country in the center of North Africa on the Mediterranean Sea. About 12 million population. Their flag is red and white with a moon, Rudy. That's one to remember. Here's a fun fact. It's the only North African country... with GeoGuessr coverage at the moment. So Google, well, Street View coverage, I guess.
Oh.
So suck it, other North African countries. And then, of course, the city itself is straddled by two lakes. So just imagine two lakes, and then it's boom, right in the middle. Which
two
is
legs.
Pretty cool geography,
straddled
to be fair.
Straddled by two legs.
Two lakes.
Oh, well, I wish. Actually, talking about two legs, you know what I saw the other day? Masters of the Universe, the He-Man movie, the Nicholas Galitzine.
Yeah.
scene. First of all, yeah. for anyone, like, they don't take themselves seriously. It's like a comedy type of, like, fantasy movie. And because of that, it's
yeah.
really enjoyable. I'll be completely honest. But when I tell you that Nicholas Galitzine, if you at any point hear this, I remember you when I first saw you in Red, White, Royal Blue as the Prince of England. And you look dashing. Mm-hmm. You fucking beefed up for this movie, didn't you? At some point, the movie literally, the shot is his POV, like from what he looks, looking down
yeah.
at how he like now turned into this muscly man and looks down at his abs when at the camera shot Henry is looking ahead and then looks down like this towards his abs. Brother, me and two other friends in the cinema, we were salivating. He at some point, it gets on like some kind of like a rover bike or something, and I was like, I wish I was that bike. Like, that man was like beef on beef on beef. Very good acting as well.
Okay.
probably. Sorry to hijack this. It's private. Yeah. I can talk about this. You know, it's supposed to be a safe space.
Yeah, sure. Speaking of movies, just while we're chatting and gabbing, are you going to watch the Backrooms movie or nah?
Yes, I will. I want to see it. I've been told it's really, really, really good. It's a horror movie, so I have to go with somebody because I am a kicker and a screamer. So I need somebody for emotional support, but yes, I want to see it.
Okay, I would be curious to hear your review.
Yeah, okay. You know, I shall.
I want to watch it if it becomes available to watch at home, because I ain't going to the cinema for no horror movie. No thank you, sir. That ain't my scene.
Yeah, to be honest, not really mine either, but I kind of, there's so much good I hear about it, like, online, that I feel like maybe I should just support the, because it is a sort of like indie movie developer.
Yeah, and that's fair. I just don't think I can enjoy a horror movie in the cinema. Sorry.
Yeah. So. By the way, we are like 15 minutes in the episode. I just want you to know that.
Yeah, okay, well, let's go to the news. How about that, huh?
We have 5 minutes of news.
I have a cracking news article, and we're going to just speed through it and then go to yours. All right, Rudy?
Sure, go ahead. Nothing much to speed through, I'll be honest.
And I'll have to preface, this is the least depressing article I could find, okay? Just so you know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Pink flamingo smugglers caught in Tunisia.
Oh my god. It's really and bad. And so,
the Tunisian government caught smugglers trying to smuggle out endangered flamingo species out of Tunisia. And remember how I said it was the most the least depressing article?
Yeah.
They had a photo attached of how the flamingos were stored, and it was so sad. It was so sad. They were like taped up and put in a box. It was really sad.
Oh my god.
Those poor animals. But they were rescued. And I guess they're being released, I'd have to assume. I guess they didn't say. They're potentially in a 5-star hotel right now. Who knows? Okay.
You know what? The flamingos. If the one bird that I would put in a 5-star hotel, it's either a flamingo or a peacock.
Yeah. And they would deserve it as well.
Yeah.
So they are a protected species. Now, one and the only question I had that arose while reading this was, aren't all flamingos pink?
They only are pink when they eat the krill from that one spot, like somewhere, like not one spot, but...
the krill!
The pink coloration, my nerd comes out, the pink coloration in their feathers comes from a pigment that is in the krill they eat. And I think it's like only in Africa, certain areas that they can get this. And don't quote me on this, but I knew this, but I also saw a live example of this not being the case. I recently went to Rotterdam Zoo, and the flamingos there are mostly white. Because they are fed like the nutrients that like, you know, a bird needs to like stay alive and well, but it doesn't have that coloration. So they're mostly white.
Yes. Did you know, Rudy, that the high school I went to...
Yes.
...is right outside Rotterdam Zoo, yes. And we had views of the flamingos in certain classrooms.
I have heard this fact on multiple occasions. In fact, every single occasion when I've talked about Rotterdam Zoo. I also got a new friend. I don't know if you can see him from this camera angle, but I got a second small red panda there.
Yep. So Rudy is pointing to a closet where he has someone tied up. So
yeah,
hey.
I did see red pandas live, and that was one of my happiest moments of this year. It was moving about, and the panda was bin chilling.
Did you get two?
Well, I saw three actually. There's three in the zoo.
That's cool.
Two of them were chilling in a tree, and one of them was moving about and drinking some water.
Drinking a beer, you know. Wasting a day away.
yeah, literally. Okay, my article. We are so back, gang. Mine is a bit more hopeful. I'm not going to go through all of it, but essentially, a great white shark has been seen in the Mediterranean coasts of Tunis. And that's the first in Tunisian recorded history of a great white shark in their waters.
That's pretty cool.
Boy was just being chilling and they were like, oh my God, the gang is back.
Now, I didn't realize there are sharks in the Mediterranean at all, let alone great white sharks. So, I thought they were sort of being kept out by border control at the Strait of Gibraltar, to be honest.
Who's going to stop a shark?
Apparently no one. But no. Okay, that's pretty sick. What did they do? They just said like, whoa.
It was found by divers and they were out there. The historian of a surprising discovery came during an environmental mission to clear a sunken shipwreck of lost and abandoned fishing nets known as ghost nets in the maritime area between Tunisia and Sicily. So they were cleaning up basically like leftover junk in the sea until suddenly a big white boy just swam past.
Oh, that's scary. Imagine being like on a trip for a sunken sunken ship, semi-haunted, you know? Like, it has that haunted vibes. And then the big boy swims by. That's scary stuff.
Especially when you don't expect the big boy to be there, because just like you, they probably were like, there's no sharks in the Mediterranean. And suddenly this one just like smiles by with like the three rows of jagged teeth like hee.
Well, speaking of this, I would like to hear your opinion on Finding Nemo and if you would consider it scary and when you watched it as a child.
Finding Nemo, there are multiple parts I can vividly remember that were scary for me, especially with thalassophobia. I love the cartoon. I genuinely love it. But the first scary moment is the barracuda. That shit is, like, traumatizing. Then the whole view of, like, the reef ending, a cliff edge, and then it's just the wide, like, blue ocean. That view by itself is scary, because I'm like, I always thought that the clownfish, the family, were kind of stupid. Because I was like, why would you want a view of the abyss? Like, why would you want to live on the edge there?
Yeah.
What else?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the human man was also pretty scary because at some point this huge giant just appears like Darth Vader-esque. What else is scary in there? The shark part is not that scary.
Okay.
Well, actually, when Bruce
gets... I thought it was scary.
When the blood gets in his nostrils, that's when it gets kind of scary. But when he's still nice and stuff, I don't find it scary.
No, I mean, when he's nice, he's like a good old fella. But
Did you find the anglerfish scary?
I don't remember that. The vivid parts that I remember was the shark chase.
Yeah.
And like the dentist part, because I was like, that's pretty fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Dentist part was also... No, I also was kind of scared because, again, thalassophobia. I was uneasy, that whole whale part. When they see the whale out of the blue coming closer and closer, they just show it as like a small fish that just comes bigger and bigger and bigger. To me, that was like uneasy when I was watching it. I was like,
ugh. Yeah. I don't know. That's not a childhood friendly movie. I think that was a pretty scary watch the first time I ever saw it.
It's a pretty good movie though. I really like it.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
Especially this.
All right.
Mine.
Move on to the ad, Rudy.
Oh, yes. Let's do it.
Cruising down the highway, the sun is setting, illuminating gorgeous scenery. The wind blows in your hair as the radio plays feel-good tunes. The comfort and convenience of a car is truly unmatched. However, in this economy, it can be difficult to own your own car. Have you ever wished that you could replicate the car driving experience without paying nearly as high of a cost? Introducing the Carsicle, the world's first crossover between a car and a bicycle. Powered purely by willpower, muscles, and belief in a brighter future, the Carsicle is a self-propelled vehicle to zip around the streets. The Carsicle is functionally the same as a bicycle, but it enhances the quality of your ride with car sounds, car technology like windshield and wipers, a radio, and even optionally a fuel tank, which really is just a water storage vessel.
with our revolutionary You Record It, We Play It technology, you can make carsicle sounds any way you want. Transform your bike from sounding like... to... The Carsicle, now available in your area for only about 2,000 euros. No license required.
Woo! What a romp and a riot that was!
I swear to God,
I think our editor thinks we're like psychotic because we just pulled this out of nowhere. Literally three semitones up from the previous sentence.
All right, Rudy, what do you got for us?
I have, watch closely, listeners, as Henry will be put on his back foot, a quiz for you, dear co-host.
No!
And
okay,
it is about animals. I will. So, you've done your research on Tunisia, right? I mean, that's what we do.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you've done your research and you know what the sort of like the main three native animals to Tunisia are.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
I will now give you
clips of just the sound bites of these animals, you can tell me and explain to the listeners what animal that is and what does it look like, why is it special to Tunisia and that kind of stuff, right?
Boom. Easy. Let's do it.
Okay. Your first animal is in the chat right now.
It sounds like a horse that regrets last night after drinking and partying too much to me.
You're actually not that far off, I'll be honest.
All right, well, let's lock in donkey. That donkey is fooling around.
Semantically, you're there, but that's not the right animal.
Tunisian donkey, everybody.
And what would be a Tunisian donkey? An animal who carries stuff?
A camel.
Exactly, a dromedary, actually, as you know.
Fun fact about dromedaries, they have one hump. That's it.
Yeah.
Thank you for my fun fact.
Okay. Moving on then to the next animal.
All right. Second clip. It just sounds like a lion to me. He roaring the night away.
Wow, you're so right. This is the famous Paramount Pictures lion, Henry.
Oh. Okay.
It is the Barbary lion is what I was trying to go for, but they all sound the same, right? Right, surely.
Well, I mean, one must assume that they sound the same.
Well, this is the part where you correct me because you know much more about these animals than I do as you've done your research for Tunisia.
Look, Rudy, I think you've just done a really good job here, so I don't need to correct you because you're right. No.
Okay.
I don't want to throw you under a bus that you don't deserve to lie under. You know,
I appreciate that. Well, then let's bring it home with the third animal. So easy to get.
All right. Third animal now. Now I'm torn between if this is a monkey, a pig, or a bird. So
none of those are the correct answers, I can tell you now.
This
is the sound of the animal being in a very happy state.
Then I would opt for pig. Rolling through the mud, even though I know it's not the right answer.
The famous Tunisian pig.
What type of animal, if I may ask? Like mammal or?
I would believe it's a mammal.
Okay. But it's not a pig.
No.
Maybe a cow on
big
helium?
Big floppy ears.
Big floppy ears. A dog?
No.
The it's most kinda, fucked say, up like, dog it's, ever?
It's like a between a dog and a cat, I'll be honest.
Oh, a hyena? Oh, am I absolutely losing it now?
That is not a hyena. It's a fennec fox.
Oh, that's cool.
Those small that's little cool. Big floppy-eared creatures that live in a desert.
So is it? It's like considered a like a fox.
Yeah, or it's a fox. I assume it's called a fox because it's a fox, unless it's some kind of fucking breed of cow that I don't know.
That's pretty wise. That's pretty wise.
Yeah, and this was a video that I exported where somebody was giving this little fennec fox a lot of pets, and that was the happy noises it was making.
Oh, that's cute. I don't think I've ever heard a fox before.
Well, so, Henry, what does the fox say?
Okay, 2013.
I mean, at this point, I own it. Like, we're old as hell, Henry. I hope you know that.
Yeah.
Right, back to your quiz.
Yeah. All right, Rudy. What have we learned today? Rudy, we have talked a lot about the city of Tunis today, but what is the capital of Tunisia?
Tunis?
Hey! Got it right! All right, next one. The Tunisian flag... Now you need your thinker cap from now on, Rudy. The Tunisian flag is a red background with a white circle in the middle containing a red moon. Name one other country with the same color scheme that also features a moon in the flag.
Turkey. Yeah,
he's
let's go.
He's in control, friend. So Rudy's in the driver's seat. Okay.
Only because I've been to Turkey and I remember the flag. It was like the symbolism, they like tourists love that shit. And also those, I don't know what they're called, but you know the blue eyes?
I don't know.
It's like a very touristy thing. Like, if anyone's been to Turkey or something, they have this, like, it might be not just a Turkish thing, but it's a symbol that means something to them. I genuinely don't know what, but it's these, like, glass blue eyes that you can buy. I'll show you later a picture. It's so, like, everywhere. Okay. I think my mom bought some when we were there.
All right, cool. I've never heard of that. That sounds interesting. Rudy, what is the origin of the name Tunis? What is, like, the origin story?
Well, I would not know. Is it something to do with geographical things?
No.
No?
Well, I guess it depends on how you look at it, maybe.
Is Tunis... Okay, wait. It's a pretty old settlement, probably, right? Because that's the area where there was a lot of, like... Oh, I would not know. It's something very historic, probably.
Yeah, it is quite historic, so I'll tell you the story. A famous British royal once visited and told the local rulers that the place was Tunis. And then they were like, you know, Tunis, you know? And as a celebration of being called nice, they just renamed the city Tunis. So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah,
historical,
yeah.
Factual, you know. And then last one, Rudy. I will just read this out as I've got it written. Rudy, I'm gonna be real. I was well out of question ideas, so I just looked up some random shit. As it turns out, Tunisia launched a satellite into orbit at some point in history. Would you care to guess as to the year, and if you're willing to, even the date that this happened?
2010s, somewhere there.
I'm gonna need an exact year for this to count.
2012.
Okay. And which month and day for bonus points? Fuck. He's thinking. He's so
March
close, people.
20th.
Oh, it was this 22nd of March, 2022. But it was, you know, that was close.
2022, they launched a satellite. Oh, they have a space program?
Yes. Sorry, it was 2021. I just misread my document.
It's all right.
Yes, it was launched in Kazakhstan, but it was produced in Tunisia. The name, Rudy? Challenge 1.
Oh, what was it? Challenged?
seemingly.
Okay. Well, that's as a space nerd. What is the satellite for? Did they say?
I did not check.
Okay. Moving on to local business. End of Avenue Habib Bourguiba, where birds sing beautifully in the trees. The clock tower was built in 2001. It's beautifully illuminated at night. This is the review of Tunis Clock Tower. I looked at the Google Street View. Not a single natural tree in sight, by the way. So this guy profile states that he's a natural guide, but fucking a natural liar is what he is.
All right. Well, you know what they say, Rudy? When in Tunisia, do as the Tunisians do. Therefore, my recommendation is to visit the Guichet Unique de la Douane Tunisienne, which is the Tunisian customs office for importing. So, rated very poorly, 2 stars on Google, and everybody complaining. So, just so you know.
So, feel free to add your 2 stars, visitors.
Yes, exactly.
MISC106.9FM. I heard moaning. There was no song, just a guy talked in Arabic, and just as I was about to switch to a different radio to hear any, like, music, my guy just moaned, and you know what I did? I stayed, so I guess he did, like, whatever he did worked.
Well, he knows what successful radio is, I guess. My recommendation
it literally was the equivalent of, like,
okay. My recommendation is Skyrock Tunis, including some French hits, where you can listen to some incredible rock tunes. For example, a song which I listened to which had following lyrics. And now I don't remember the tune, so forgive me. I'm just going to read this out as it's written. So I hope that's to your enjoyment, people.
Thank you so much for listening to almost 40 minutes of quote-unquote no content of Globally Local FM episode 107 Tunis Tunisia, brought to you by Tom of Hazza. If you want to give us some feedback, find us on Spotify, Apple, whatever you listen us on, and use the comment section. If you want some private feedback, find me on Instagram at 000 RUDIS 000, so 000s, Rudy 000s. You can find Henry.
I'll be bioengineering the bird pig monkey hybrid.
Oh my god.
Tunisia's most native animal. And you can pitch in globally local.
Tunisia's about
FM
to go underground for this shit. The raised ground system. And well, you're gonna hear us in the next episode. In
Port Vila in Vanuatu.
Exactly. How are we getting there?
Probably by boat. Toot toot, the steamboat goes.
Oh, ah, yes. That I was like, oh, can we bone on the steamboat?
No. Rudy. Bad, Rudy.